Simon Reish Samech Dinei Hachnasa Shabbos. The makor of these dinim are found in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kaf Hei Amud Beis. It's a Gemara, and it brings many ma'asim of Amoraim that did all these things on Erev Shabbos, and it even brings a smach from a pasuk in Eicha that we learn out these dinim from. The Mechaber says, Sifalf, mitzvah lirchotz kol gufo. It's a mitzvah to wash your whole body on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, I'm sorry. Vim iav sharlo, yirchotz panav yadav raglav. And if it's impossible for him to wash his whole body, he should at least wash his face, hands, and feet. Bechamim be'erev Shabbos, with hot water on Erev Shabbos. The mitzvah is with hot water. Now with cold water, the Be'er Halacha talks about whether it's warm water is good enough. It's to cleanse your body. Mitzvah lachof harosh, it's a mitzvah to wash your hair, galeach tziparnayim, and to cut your fingernails be'erev Shabbos. V'mayusaros rosho gedolos, and if your hair is long on your head, mitzvah lagalchon, you should get a haircut on erev Shabbos. U'kishenot al tziparnav, when one cuts his fingernails, lo yotit al tam kesidran, you should not do it in order, you should not cut them in order. V'yatchel b'smol, you should start with his left hand, v'kamitza, with his ring finger, u'b'yamim b'atzba, and his right hand, he should start with his etzba, his pointer. V'simon lezeh de'ba'agah b'smolo u'b'da'agah b'yamim. We'll come back to these dinim in a couple minutes. Number one, in addition to the mitzvah of being rochets our body, the Zohar brings down that there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah called Erev Shabbos. Okay, and this mitzvah going to the mikvah Erev Shabbos, most chassidim are makpinin, most Litvaks are not makpidan, but there are some Litvaks, I'm sure, who go to the mikvah every year of Shabbos, and there's some chassidim who don't. But that's the makor. It's a Zohar, and one who's mekayman is a din in Tosefet's Kedusha Shabbos, and one who's not is not. That which the mechaber says mitzvah lirchotz is not one of the taryag mitzvahs, as the Mishnah Berurah points out already. It's a din in Kavod Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa brings down in footnote Kuf Nun Gimel in Perek Mem Beis that it's a mitzvah lishma l'divrei chachamim. The chachamim told us we should rochets our body, and therefore there's a mitzvah to listen to them. But it's not mamish a mitzvah, as the Mishnah Berurah says himself in Siv Karton Alf. Mikol makom ein zeh chova gemura v'mekayim v'kabel of schar. But someone's mekayim it is get schar for doing mekayim it. V'shein mekayim ain't a nan inshallah. But someone is not mekayim to wash his whole body, he's not punished for this. However, of Nevinzal, if you look in the footnote, for those who have Mishnah of Nevinzal's Mishnah Berurah and Dibur Masleino, the only one on this page, he says though, even though the Mishnah Berurah says you won't get punished for not mekayim, he says mivat l'bishat nefesh. If one does not mekayim this, it's not because it was an ones or a shoge, he did it out of disgust, he didn't want to mekayim the mitzvah, he didn't care about Kedusha Shabbos to wash his body beforehand. Nearer the Nenash from Nevinzal feels he would be punished for such a thing. So that which the Mishnah Berurah is saying, he's not arguing with the Mishnah Berurah, he's just pointing out that which the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that's only if someone didn't have a chance to do it. But if he has a chance to, and he decides, I don't want to, he will be Nenash Alav. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say in Siv Karton Aleph, U'ma'od yesh lezayr shlo yaval yidei mitzvah sarachitza l'chashash chilul Shabbos. And one has to be very careful that though, when he's mekayim this mitzvah of listening to the chachamim, that he does not chas v'shalom to get to the chilul Shabbos. How's that? Because if he goes to the shower too close to Shabbos, he might be in the shower on Shabbos, which could be a problem. They sit in the bath in the shower until close to dark. Vafin gamar etzem rechitza b'hatter. Even if he finished actually washing their body b'hatter, gam kemin stami iser liyado, he can still get to iser. Shepamim husorik et rosho b'sof. Sometimes he'll brush his hair at the end. She malacha del raisa b'shabbos, which is a malacha del raisa on Shabbos. Gam matzui sha'akar gamal kavlot sochet alonti mi'amayin sheniblabo. He'll rinse himself off the towel and then he might squeeze out the towel afterwards, which is also malacha on Shabbos. Bunuchla mechabetz. It's an iser deraisa of libun. All these other things, one has to be careful not to chas v'shalom come to Issur Shabbos just to wash his body. It's better for him not to wash his body at all than chas v'shalom to come to Suffolk Issur of Chilul Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah and Siv Karton Hei points out that where that which the Mechaber says you should do this on Erev Shabbos, he says, Hu adin mechol zav Erev Yontov. The same thing on Erev Yontov. Abo yom chamishi on Thursday, lo havi yikaret to Shabbos. It won't be covered Shabbos if you wash yourself on Thursday. Elin kein yeshar lirchotz v'Erev Shabbos, unless you're going to be of a case where you know you're not going to have time on Erev Shabbos. Let's say someone works on Erev Shabbos and he knows he gets back from his house very late. He's not going to have time, so then he should wash himself as late as possible on Thursday night, and he should think to himself he's doing the covered Shabbos. And that would be said. The same thing by cutting your fingernails or haircuts, any other things. If you're not going to have time in Erev Shabbos, or you have Chas V'Shalom, you're going to get a chance of being over Chilul Shabbos, then you can still do it on Thursday if you need. Okay, Sif Kot involved in the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Be'erev Shabbos, uv'yom chamishi makpin shol litlan. On Thursday, we're makpin not to cut our fingernails. Why? Midei she'at siparnai matchim lachzor litzmach v'yom gimel ogiluchan. Mishnah Berurah says, I guess he had a Kabbalah that your fingernails start to grow back on the third day. So if you cut them on Thursday, already on Shabbos, they're going to start growing back, and therefore it's not covered Shabbos. It won't be covered Shabbos that you cut them on Thursday, because they're already going to start growing back on Shabbos. And therefore, you should try doing it on Friday. Once again, if you don't have time on Friday, it's better to have someone cut nails by doing it on Thursday than not to do it at all. Then the Mishnah Berurah says the next line down, Yesh katfu shlo likot siparnei ayadayim agraim biyom achad. And those who say not to cut your fingernails and toenails on the same day. So you see over here already that there's a difference between toenails and fingernails. That the Mishnah Berurah just told us not to cut your nails on Thursday, and now he says to cut your toenails on Thursday and fingernails on Friday. So we see that what the Mishnah Berurah was talking about, not cutting your nails on Thursday, that's dafka fingernails. That's dafka fingernails not to cut on Thursday. Toenails, all the dinim that we're going to see over here are not shayach by toenails. And they point out also the thing of skipping your fingers left, right, and all those things that is not shayach also by toenails. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa brings this down. It is not shayach by toenails. You do not have to be makbid by toenails. It's only akbada on fingernails. All these dinim, a lot of these dinim are coming from Kabbalistic sources. As the or I'll bring down in just a minute. Hold on. Anyways, so you should do your toenails and fingernails on separate days. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, Ita b'Gemara, famous Gemara says, Asor siparnayim chassid. Someone who burns his fingernails is a chassid. Kovrin tzaddik, he buries them, is a tzaddik. Zorkon rasha, he throws them out, where people might come to step on him, they would be a rasha. Shema tavor ala isha muberes v'tapel, because we're afraid, as the Gemara says, everything, this is also, even though the Makor of Gemara, this is not something that we understand al pasha b'shat. It's something that is going on in Shemayim that we don't necessarily understand. But a woman who steps on fingernails that were cut, it's chas v'shalom could cause her to be to have a miscarriage. V'lachein, therefore, as the Gemara says also, the base medrash lo shchichi nashi, where women are not found in the base medrash. I guess Chavetz Chaim didn't live in our days. New thing. They had separate bathhouses. Mutter lizrok. So it would be mutter to throw your fingernails there because it's only a sakana for nashi. And then he says, Gam isa sham begemara. The ain bekochan lahazik rak beduchta din afili. It only has the koach to injure and to cause a miscarriage is only where? It's only in the place where you cut the nail and it falls on the ground. But if you gathered it afterwards, and you threw it outside, we don't care about this. So therefore they bring down, if by accident you cut your fingernails in the house and it one fell out, and it could be that your mother or sister, whoever it might be, might come to Saturday, and you should take a broom and sweep the floor. And they say even to sweep it all out of the room, the Eliyahu Rabbah brings down over the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Eliyahu Rabbah over here. After the dafka kishashlichan chutz lacheder avishinim makom. Dafka, if you send it outside the room, that would be good enough for the tzipor nine to lose its power. However, it's not so clear that makom in the Eliyahu Rabbah, but that one should do not to cause the kana. And one should wash his hands. You should wash your hands. You should do the Tiyas Yadayim after you cut your fingernails. I believe Reb Nevenzahl once told me, though, when we learned Simin Vav over there, that does not have to be, we're not makbid on a kli for these things. Okay. One thing also, that which the Gemara says, if you burn your fingernails, you're a tzaddik. If you're a chassid, if you bury them, you're a tzaddik. And if you throw them, you're a rasha. That's not throwing them in the garbage. That's if you're throwing them in garbage or throw them down the sink drain, then you're also under the category. That's as good as burying them. It's all the same thing. What? It's the same. You're a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik if you do. Okay, you're not a rasha. Okay. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin brings down that there's an Indian al pit tzava Reb Yehuda Chassid. Reb Yehuda Chassid wrote a tzava. This was a will, and a lot in his will he wrote things to his family about many different things to be makpidan that we don't find in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and one of those things over here that's brought down over here, one of those things is the most famous one is that you don't marry a girl or a guy with the same name as your mother or father. Right, that comes from the tzava of also Reb Yehuda Chassid. If you ever heard of that din, that comes from the tzava of Reb Yehuda Chassid. Over here, he brings out another one that shame negalch vein notin tziparnayim rosh chodesh. So you don't cut your fingernails on rosh chodesh. This is from the tzava of Reb Yehuda Chassid. But there's a famous machlokas whether non-family members of Reb Yehuda Chassid have to be makbid on the tzava of Reb Yehuda Chassid. And that's what Reb Nevensal brings down over here. And Dibra Masl tzava, he says v'yesh sharmin de'ain tzavas Reb Yehuda Chassid el lazaro. It's just for his descendants. Odilo haita elo anashi misuyomim, or is for specific people. Therefore, not everyone is makbid on Reb Yehuda Chassid Tzava. If you're not makbid, you're not makbid. If you are makbid, you are makbid. It's not a chiyuv. Okay, Sif Katan Ches says not to take your fingernails in order. So the Tashbates Katuv Shemaram lo dikbek b'zeh. The Chen Katuv Ari, that the Ari was not medaktate to cut him in order. Therefore, there are many great tzaddikim that were not makbid on this Ramah to not cut them in order. Mikol Makom, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yesh li zar l'chatchila. And the Aruch HaShulchan also has a similar lashon. He says, Me'ikar din, there's really no makom for this halacha. This halacha is not really, there's no really strong makor for this. And therefore, the one who's makbid on it is makbid on it, one who's not makbid on it is not makbid on it. However, both Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah sound like they say it's totally zar bezeh l'chatchila. If one can't be makbid on it, it's good. The way to do it is like this. The Mishnah Berurah says, like this, and you start with your left hand, you do the ring finger, then you do the pointer, and then, as he says over here, dibahaga. So dalet is the fourth finger, beis is the second finger, hey is the pinky. Then you go to the middle finger, and then to the thumb. And in the right hand, it is the pointer, then the ring finger, then the thumb, the middle finger, then the pinky. Okay, just follow the order that the Ramah says to you if you want to be Machbenis. Okay. That's Sif Aleph. Let's finish off here at Sif Beis. And the Makor of this, I hope you guys all recognize this, because we say it every Friday night. It's a Mishnah Bemeh Belikin. At least part of it is a Mishnah Bemeh Belikin. We say it every Friday night. And really, the reason why we say B'meh Malikin is because of this halacha. As the Gerard points out, we say all B'meh Malikin, we say all the Mishnahis of B'meh Malikin, in order to get to the Mishnah that says, Shosha Dvarim, Tzarech Adam Lamar Toch Beso, Er Shabbos. That there's three things that a person is supposed to say to his family before Shabbos, and that's this halacha over here. Kishi Asamach Lechashecha, Lechashecha, when it gets close to dark, Yishol Anche Beso, you should ask the people in your house, B'loshen Raka, in a soft blush, nicely they should say it. Isartem, did you separate Trumas and Maestros? Eravtem, did you make an Eruv for an Eruv Chatzeres or an Eruv Tchumin? Hifrashtem Chala, did you separate Chala? Means if your wife bakes Chala, did she separate Chala from it? If she had the correct shear and all those things. V'yomer Lahem, and you should say to them, Hidliko Saner. So the first two things, Eravtem, Isartem, was Lashon Shela. And Hidliko Saner is a commandment in Lashon Raka that they should light the candles with Makom Shem Hasin in Tzarech Lomar Isartem, in a place that they do not separate Trumas and Maaseh. You don't have to say Isartem. And the Mishnah Berurah says also the same thing by any of these things. If you don't make Eruvs in your house, you don't have to say Eravtem. He says even the Minhag is not to say Hafrashtem Chala. But by Hidliko Saner, if a woman is Makom, make sure she's always doing it on time. You don't have to tell her Hidliko Saner either. But if in a case where she might be getting close to the Chashecha, one has to make sure that they go ahead and light the candles. Icon for this week.
Wait.
No, Lashon Raka, it says over here. Anytime you're giving Musa, you're supposed to give Lashon Raka, the Mishnah Berurah says over here. As he says in Sif Katan, Yud. Yolam al yot yatil adam ema yisera b'soch beitzo. Shemitocha yira ema chalin Shabbos. Machin l'dav davar asar. If you talk too strongly, they're going to come to Machal Shabbos because they're going to be so scared of you. So don't be so scary.
But he also says in the